Kamala Harris, Our Ticket Can Say Black Lives Matter While Trump Is Sowing Hate. By Pam Kee on August 14, 2020. During an interview with the 19th, presumptive Democratic vice presidential nominee Senator Kamala Harris, DCA, compared the Democratic and Republican presidential tickets. Harris said, Black women pay attention to the issues. Black women are motivated to vote for the people who represent their priorities and their needs. And so when you look at everything that relates to what we've discussed in terms of childcare, when you look at what we're talking about in terms of jobs, healthcare, when you look at what we need to do to address racial and not only disparities in terms of the healthcare system and in terms of the economy and education system, we need to speak about systemic racism. And when you have one ticket that can say the phrase Black Lives Matter and another who is full-time sowing hate and division in our country, those are the things that are going to motivate Black women to vote. A point and pride about a Black woman being on the ticket. It takes more than just that to motivate Black women to vote. She added, Joe Cesson has been saying, this is a battle for the soul of our country. And when we look at someone like the current occupant of the White House, again, he has not been lifting folks up. Joe and what we are about, we're about lifting people up. Understanding the strength of a leader is based on not who you beat down, but you lift up, and these are the things that are at stake right now. When we talk about the election in November, this is probably one of the most important elections of our lifetime. Literally, this is probably one of the most important elections of our lifetime. This is about every issue we discussed and whether we'll have a president of the United States who actually works to lift folks up and give you a sense of pride in your country or somebody who's just full-time just beating people down. I fear that if we don't correct course, the damage will be irreversible. Everything is on the line in this election. Follow Pam Kee on Twitter at Pam Kanan.